Something that people used to use, or people use now, that say for cleaning the carpet or something.
A vacuum cleaner?
Hmm?
A vacuum cleaner?
And that's the power driven one?
Yeah.
What do you call the thing inside that actually collects the dust?
A dust bag?
Okay. And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and they'd do the...
Laundry?
Any other way of saying that? Did they use the word laundry when you were small?
I'm sure they did.
What would, how would they do it? I mean, what would doing the laundry consist of?
Well, when I was small, maids always did the laundry, and there was usually a room that was separate from the house. In the house that I, the apartment that I lived in, there was a kind of an outbuilding where there was a washer and a dryer and so forth. And I'm trying to think about the big house that we lived in. No, we had the washer and dryer were in the kitchen in the house. Down in my wife's house, they have an old sort of a carriage house behind the where the washer and dryer are.
Did people have live-in maids? When you were growing up?
Yeah, we did.
Did you did people ever have, like in South Texas? I thought it was interesting. They had a lot of people down there had maids, and they were usually Mexican, you know, and they'd speak Spanish. And so that when the children were growing up, the children all grew up speaking Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything like that around here, like hiring?
No, most of the maids were black.
Did
almost universally.
Did any of the black maids speak French that you can remember?
No, I never heard that. No, I've never been exposed to that, although I think some maybe that lived downtown probably did. Some,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was a down, again, you know, just like the white people, black people that lived downtown were more exposed to the French part of the city, spoke some French.
The school that you went to, did it have people from downtown and uptown, or was there...
Mostly uptown.
What schools would the people from downtown have gone to?
Mostly larger public schools, and mainly, I would think, Catholic schools. A lot of Catholic schools.
Were there any schools that were still conducted in French?
When I was growing up? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
What about your parents? Did any of them? Did your father ever?
I bet he may have gone to a school when he was very young where the sisters spoke mm-hmm. French, and I'm absolutely sure that my grandparents did.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess that up to the time they were 6 or 7 years old, they spoke nothing but French.
To get from the.
I always heard that they knew French before they knew English.
Did you ever see out in the country, did you ever see anyone doing the laundry without using a washing machine?
No, I've never seen that.
There was a big black thing that they had out in the yard to heat water in.
A kettle?
Okay. Did you ever see those?
I've seen them.
What were they used for? Or just sit down?
Well, the kettles, in this part of the country, the kettles were used for making sugar out of sugar cane. I don't know exactly what it was they did, but they were called sugar kettles. You still see a lot of them around. You could buy them at antique stores, and they were used to boil the sugar cane somehow to make sugar.
Did you ever see?
Have I ever seen that done? No.
When you're what else can you make besides sugar out of sugar cane? What's the sticky stuff?
Molasses.
What's another name?
I don't know of I don't know of any other name besides molasses for what's made out of sugar cane. Not like